Smoking is the number one cause of preventable deaths in Sonoma County, up to 570 per year, says Brian Vaughn, Director of Policy and Planning for the County Department of Health. The related health care costs run to $84 million annually. And since 90% of all smokers start before they turn 18, the intent of the new tobacco retail license ordinance is quite clear.
Enacting a license to make sure that we have local control over who's selling tobacco products, particularly to kids. And I think setting a minimum price for the pack of cigarettes is really setting a tone for how we address and think about the safety of our youth.
The measure requires all sellers in the unincorporated parts of the county to get a $350 annual license and sets at $7, the minimum price for a pack of cigarettes. The supervisors unanimously approved those provisions, but only after deleting two other lesser restrictions by a 3-2 vote. Those limitations on the sales of smaller numbers of tobacco products and the use of discount coupons for them were to have been delayed until 2018, by which time it was hoped that local cities would have adopted matching comparison measures.
They raised some interesting questions, but we know from the data that cigarette pricing is one of the biggest factors in whether people start smoking and also whether they quit. Actually, once you raise prices, there's a lot of evidence to suggest that people also quit. I think they made a strong message today that they're really concerned about the health of the youth and really concerned about our high rates of smoking relative to other counties and the state as a whole.
The idea of a tobacco retail license, or TRL, was first presented to the board nearly a year ago. The initial draft was subsequently refined to address some of the concerns raised by the retailers it would affect. The cost of the license was cut by two-thirds to $350. They also relaxed the proposed limitations on the transfers of state retailing permits between family members. Still, during the supervisor's lengthy public hearing on the matter, they heard numerous objections. Kewal Kushan, representing the American Petroleum and Convenience Store Association, had two.
One is the license fee. We wanted it to be much less than that. And grandfathering is very vague because they say that you can grandfather it to your family. What if the business is under the corporation name? Who are they going to grandfather it? There is no family member in there.
Retailers accounted for about a quarter of the speakers during the public hearing. Anti-smoking advocates were nearly half. Then there were seven people who urged that vaping and e-cigarettes be excluded from the new ordinance. Michael Mullins was one of them.
This is nothing new. The vapor industry has been trying to differentiate itself from being a tobacco product or something like cigarettes for a very long time. So where it leads us is exactly where we've been since the product was conceptualized back in 2007. Trying to make that distinction to policymakers that vapor products are different than cigarettes in many ways.
But those arguments do not have science behind them, counters Brian Vaughn.
The state legislature just passed a bill that would regulate and classify e-cigarettes as tobacco products, and that's been the recommendation from the Center for Disease Control, so we take guidance there. But all the data is telling us that not only are people using e-cigs to quit smoking, but also are being introduced to nicotine through those products.
County health officials now will increase their efforts to persuade local cities to adopt matching TRL measures, except for Sonoma and Hillsborough, which already have such ordinances in place. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.